The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What are you over there whispering about, Lindsay?
I love Gucci Mane.
I said we Gucci Mane whenever we were about to start recording.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I missed the whole we Gucci Mane. That's something that it was a saying when y'all were little.
It was like right when he came out.
Meaning we're good with Gucci Mane.
It was a while ago.
Like I'm Audi 3000 was the thing. Like, what, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I rarely use slang that's not in jest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So I miss on some of it, I think. Mm-hmm. No cap.
far.
So sus.
It is very sus.
I do have Riz, though. There's no doubt about that.
Ooh, you got Riz?
You got too much Riz sometimes.
You know what that is?
I don't, but I
see,
like
the old girl doesn't even know.
I don't. I don't know many of those.
It's what the Gen Z says for charisma.
Riz. I get it. Mm-hmm. I like an abbreviation here and there.
Yeah, like EVOO. You like that one?
I think it's too much. What? That they're doing.
Oh, too many?
Too many, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when you become an adult. You lose.
Yeah.
Cool points.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're always worried about just teaching kids how to pronounce regular words. You know, once you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, say my name.
That's right.
Should your kids say your name or Kyle's name first? Do they say mama or dad?
Oh. One of them said mama, one of them said daddy, or dada. Yeah, it's weird saying daddy. Yeah. I don't know.
Dada.
Yeah.
Which one?
Brooke said mama first, which I'm not surprised because he's on my ankle all the time. Yeah. I can't get him away.
little ankle biter.
Yeah, he's like a dog.
Does that hurt? Yeah. Does that sting when the first kid says the other person's name? Because I think I'd like to say it wouldn't, but I think the first time I heard it, I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. No, I was just happy they talked.
I think maybe 9 times out of 10 they say dada first because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that. Yeah, it's easier to say that. But I don't think men get upset if they say mama first.
Yeah,
no.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I'm like, screw her.
When you see those videos, like you just said, where they're like dad, they're not even saying dada. They're just like mom, but they think they say dada, you know.
You got to go, pull your lips in to say mama.
My kids, my daughter's first word was indubitably.
That's why she's a baby genius.
Mm-hmm. Indubitably. Mm-hmm.
She's a little Einstein.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish we would have had it on video.
Yeah, that would have been incredible.
Oh, the helicopters are coming for us. You hear that? I mean, there's a helicopter right on top of us.
Is it landing?
You know
on
what?
The...
It could be Greg Biffle, the NASCAR guy. He lives right down there.
Oh, really?
He has a helicopter.
It's awfully early.
Yeah, do we need
but he may be doing some of those relief runs to North Carolina mountains. He's been doing a lot of those in his helicopter.
That's true.
All right, so we will get to the funny stuff coming up next.
More Extra Funny next.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order. Order in this courtroom. Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. So Rob was just giving us details about his visit to the apple orchard over the weekend. Apple orchard. He told us he was going to an apple orchard with his friends. Saturday, Riggins.
They want to do some fall activities.
So they went and they had a flight of cider and had some apple cider donuts.
A flight of cider?
I didn't have the flight because it included a hoppy cider and I'm not about that.
Did you go on a hayride?
No. Oh. We got there and it was 80 degrees out, so we stayed until we finished our drinks and our donuts and then we left.
That's a long drive to...
It was only like 20 minutes from a friend of mine's house.
Okay. Yeah.
So what were the other flavors of cider in the flight? Was up in there? Uppin'? That's my favorite kind.
Uppin'.
Delicious. Uppin'. I love that one.
Classic.
Y'all never had Uppin' cider? It's the best.
up inside.
Yeah.
Never had that. I don't like to even say that.
There's a legendary morning radio show out of Indianapolis called Bob and Tom. And they used to do parody commercials and stuff all the time, and that was one of theirs. There's like their most popular. They had a guy from the Dickens Fruit Company buy, you know, whatever cider company, and now they have their Dickens cider. It's very clever, very clever.
Oh, anyway, classic.
I've been stealing stuff out of that for years. That one little bit I've been stealing from. So anyway, you had 7-Up and cider.
Right. Stealing. One of them was a cinnamony apple one. It was delicious.
Like Applejack, cinnamon toasty apple.
I think that the hop-in one was the only one I didn't like because my friends got the flights and they ended up not finishing them. So I was like, I'll drink any of them but that hop-in one. So
that have you hopping to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you want to tell them about the exciting call you got yesterday, Ro?
Oh, I was told that I was the winner of the $100 thing for the escape room I did.
Oh, nice. Well, congratulations.
Good job, Rob. Yeah. Yeah. Congrats. Thanks. So you get the 100.
Well, I mean, my group gets the 100.
So you get 20.
Right, but we're not even going to, we're just going to give it right back to them and do another escape room.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a scratcher.
Yeah.
You know, you scratch it up and you win $25 on the hood of your car.
Yeah.
Get back in the store and buy 25 more lines.
Right.
Wow. Sure. Okay. That's well, good for you.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
And he won the Dork of the Day contest.
Wow.
I got a text from a gentleman named Ken that said, your group won the Hauntings Super Spooky Flashlights Only Challenge.
Oh, I didn't know y'all had flashlights.
Oh, it's just.
You just said you were in the dark.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's a little pin flashlight.
That's a big difference. Yeah.
There were only two of those, and there were five of us, so most of the time I didn't have a flashlight.
Okay, Rob, but you still could see.
You sold it yesterday as complete darkness.
Like
nobody knew you had, you know, Q-beam spotlights in there.
Yeah.
Helping you in a nav system.
No. Listen, I couldn't do it with all the lights on and a spotlight on me, so.
You know why? Because you're not a dork.
Bro.
But Rob said women get into those things.
Mm-hmm.
You a damn lie there, because there's no way.
The group of five of us, only two were men.
Oh.
Mm.
Three women, two men. Escape rooms. I used to work in an escape room, Lindsay.
Okay.
The demographic, mostly women.
Cool what? Women?
Oh, really?
No, no.
Cool.
I was going to say pretty.
No, don't get ahead of yourself. They are women.
Are they attractive?
Not usually, but yeah, they can be.
Okay.
Well, anybody can be, like any type of person can be.
That's why they came up with the darkness challenge.
Yeah, that wasn't even a thing until they saw Rob's friends coming in there. They were like, let's turn these damn lights off.
To give them the smallest flashlights possible.
They told them they're dangerous. Do not point these at yourself.
Yeah, I keep them low. I did get blinded a lot. Like someone would be looking around the room and they just flash around. I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to go somewhere where you can meet attractive, funny, cool women.
I'll tell you that I'm not interested in what you would think is a cool woman.
That's interesting.
How not?
I'm just, it's not what I'm looking for.
Who's your favorite celebrity woman crush?
I forgot.
Isn't it some redheaded woman?
There are so many of them.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
She's hot.
Oh, Ron Howard's
daughter.
He
likes a redhead, yeah.
Oh. Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the Jurassic World is different.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park was a different woman. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay.
But that would be like close to your number
one. It'd be close. Yeah. I'm trying, off the top of my head, I like Scarlett Johansson. I also am a big fan of Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty attractive.
Kristen Bell's a nerdy girl.
Okay. Well,
he likes the lead singer of Paramore, Haley Williams.
She's not nerdy, is she?
Yeah.
But I'm saying like.
Kind of.
Yeah. She's.
I can find them all attractive, but like if I was looking for a relationship, they would not be the ones that I would be looking for.
Mm-hmm. I think Lindsay's just like blown away.
I can't even.
She's like, why would you not want a cool chick?
Yeah, like me.
I don't even know what to say.
Like the other week, she was like, oh, when can we start hooking you up with some friends? I was like, no, we're not doing that.
So the non-cool, unattractive escape room girls that you see are what you're into.
Hold on a minute. I didn't say I want someone who's unattractive. I didn't say that. I'm just saying like the cool and what you consider to be cool is not what I'm looking
for. That's not true. Look at the stuff I do. now.
What does that mean?
She was, you know, now.
Now.
Not when I was young. I was the coolest.
Oh, so you, you
I
think was the you've coolest bitch in
town.
Yeah. I haven't gotten nerdier, but I've gotten more adultish. Like, maybe you should look for that.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well.
No, see, because if he had somebody who acted like an adult, then what would they do together? Because, right. I mean, he played board games all weekend, mm-hmm. escape rooms, you know. Now he's going back to the escape room to cash in his winnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we went to a cidery and we're there for just enough to sit down and eat a donut and drink a drink and get out because it was 80 degrees, and which isn't that hot.
So you don't go outside.
No, much. we're not unless it's like 50 degrees.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Well.
So, but congratulations, though. Ultimately, I mean, I didn't bring it up so you could get assaulted by mean girls over there.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm looking out for you.
When can we get you a cool girl?
Oh, I'm looking, and everyone's thing of cool. Everyone's idea of cool is different. I get it, but I just meant like an adult type person since you're close to my age.
I'm good. Okay. I appreciate adult it.
So we'll hook you up when you're 80.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't want to be around when I'm 80, so no.
Okay. We'll see.
How revealing this whole segment was. I love it.
Yeah. But I do, like, who is a celebrity, Lindsay, that you would consider be a cool chick?
Oh, I got to think.
Or are
about
there
it.
Any? Or since you've gotten adultish, you know that celebrities are ridiculous.
Kind of, yeah. I'd have to think about it because I don't like. I mean, I like them when they're acting and stuff, but I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they're doing interviews and all, you see how ridiculous they are.
Right,
most of them.
Right.
I couldn't name. I think Kelly Clarkson's a cool chick.
Oh, she's cool.
Oh, I do love Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's not that typical Hollywood type.
Right.
I think she would be kind of nerdy though. I feel like she's got some nerdy tendencies.
No. I mean, from being around her and stuff, okay. She doesn't seem nerdy at all. Now, her boyfriend, Clay Aiken, you know, they dated for a long time. They went out on tour together and everything.
Yeah. He a nerd.
Or American Idol.
Yeah. I know they weren't dating.
Oh, I was like, really?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but most of the time when you say somebody's a cool chick, they're referring to somebody who's kind of like a dude.
Right.
Not necessarily masculine, but acts like a guy.
Yeah.
And certainly can. Like I don't think, you know, just some woman who goes around, you know, cussing and yelling in front of the TV screen because the ball game's on and all that. I don't necessarily think that automatically makes you cool just because you do things that guys do.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you still got to be cool, man. Yeah.
Right.
And it's not cool for a woman to stand up in front of the TV while the game's on and yell and scream and do all of that. You know, prove, okay, we get it. You know about football. We got you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
My little friend Jenny never does that. Like she just watches the game and she knows the rules. She knows how to play.
Yeah.
Jody doesn't do that. My wife. But, I mean, she doesn't know the full rules or anything.
Yeah.
Which is fine. She's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Because she's not a lesbian.
God.
No, I'm just kidding.
And when I think of a cool girl, I think of someone I would want to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone like me.
Come up with a name. You don't have a, like,
I can't even
like
think.
Dua Lipa. Is she cool? Not really.
Maybe.
She seems like a jerk, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can Kylie tell that. Jenner? I'm trying to think of somebody.
Kylie Jenner.
She cool?
She could be. I think Taylor Swift has gotten cooler she was kind of nerdy when she first started, kind of vanilla, mm-hmm. You know, boring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's gotten
cooler.
Cooler. Sabrina Carpenter, I mm-hmm. think would be cool.
Yeah.
A little tiny thing, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
What about that Audrey Plaza?
Oh, I love her.
I can't think of who.
Or is she just crazy? She strikes me as just being crazy.
I think she's really fun. I mean, she seems really funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like a tough nut to crack. Like, if you're on her bad mm-hmm. side, you're going to feel, like, very weird. But, yeah, he likes her.
I think she'd be hard to read sometimes. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell if she's joking or not. But, yeah, I think she's very attractive.
I hate people cool. like that.
Hard to read.
You don't know half the time whether they're joking or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's got reading involved.
Oh.
Hands off.
Yeah, like that. Like that person that told me that Warren Buffett was Jimmy Buffett's brother. That guy.
Yeah, he fell so for hard. That. Yeah. I have Rob looking up so much stuff.
Dumb.
This is why, like, whenever you say stuff, I have to look it up because you're always like, oh, you don't trust me? I was like, sometimes I don't.
Not really.
What was it this morning? Oh, when I used the word peduncle.
Peduncle.
Yeah. I thought you were joking.
Everybody here was like, no, he made that up.
That.
Peduncle. Yeah. Peduncle is the stem of a pumpkin. It's actually called a peduncle, not a stem.
There's a lot of consonants all rammed together. Yeah. P, D, L, Q. Where are the vowels?
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.